Now we're going to talk to Robert in Ohio, who's doing some refinishing. Tell us about this dresser you're working on.
I'm actually built a dresser
okay. And
was wondering what type of finish I should use, like a polyurethane or a lacquer for a durable finish.
Well, how would you like it to look? Do you want to see a solid color? Do you want to see a hint of the grain to come through? Do you want to just keep it the natural wood color?
That's what I'm just looking for, the natural wood color.
Then I think definitely a polyurethane coating. What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, absolutely. Either that, or if you don't want to have that level of sheen, you could use something like a Danish oil finish, which has more of sort of a hand-rubbed look, although it does have a polyurethane component to it.
Okay.
Because you want to seal the wood and you want to give it a good durable finish, and both of those will do that. It just depends on the level of shininess, like Tom said, you know, the sheen.
All right, well, thank you.
Man, there are so many things Robert could do with that blank canvas.
Absolutely.
I'm like, you could decoupage it. You could use a colored stain. You could use a gel stain. I'm like, what do you want to do? Let's crackle it.
I know, people don't understand how many options there are today, and you do a lot of neat things with these in some of the TV shows that you're in.
Well, you know, a lot of the times, because you're working on such a limited budget, you're forced to repurpose furniture that are already in the space. And sometimes going with straightforward color, though interesting, you know, doesn't really offer a lot of opportunities. You can do a chalkboard paint in a kid's room on the drawer fronts. You could use a magnetic paint on the drawer fronts for a kid's room as well. You can decoupage with fabric scraps or interesting paper. There are so many, many things you could do.
Too bad we couldn't figure out a way to repurpose all those old clothes we have in our closets.
Decoupage something with it. Make pillows.
There you go. Robert, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.